As we approach any season of our lives in the Lord and ministry, I think it's always important to keep in mind what we're doing and why we're doing it. And there's two thoughts that struck me as I was thinking about this today. Well, three. The first one is, what a privilege it is to sit in a video chat with such like-minded brothers. I know a lot of Christians. I've been in and out of ministry for almost 40 years. I hold like-mindedness very dear. So the two thoughts I'd like to share with you today are this. One is preparedness, and the other one is the power of the Spirit. Yeah. Preparedness goes like this. You can't prepare when a crisis comes. You have to prepare before a crisis comes. Pearl Harbor was not prepared. Afterwards, the country started to prepare. And so I wrote this odd thing in a sermon I was writing the other day, and it's kind of not like me to write this stuff, but I wrote down, I've been preparing 46 years for right now. And what I meant by that was this, that the decisions I made 46 years ago to train, to grow, to love, to serve, to deal with my own sin, to try to understand better biblical theology as I went along, because our life with God is not a straight line, it's an evolution. But those steps of preparedness were the important ones that got me ready for right now, what God has for me right now. And I believe that the steps were good ones. And so the reason I wanted to bring that to you guys is that you're the frontline preparers of young men for what they will face when they become what we're training them for, and that is the next generation of leaders. And so I guess this highlights each one of you pays a price to do what you do. Each one of you bears scars because you have chosen a path different and difficult. Each one of you might have to suffer in the future more to do what God wants you to do. And I've seen people who back off of that. But you men, in my mind, are the most important men, because of the fact that you are training the next generation to be prepared to be leaders. And so I would just encourage you with this scripture from 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. What the Apostle Paul was saying is, he was speaking to a bunch of men that were already prepared, and he was telling them to be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, so that you can lead the next generation to do the same thing. And so, as we look at Christian Service Brigade or whatever ministries you may be involved in other than that, remember that preparation is always ahead of time. So the standing on your head games, or the I teach 3 and 5 year olds the little tag games that we play, which have biblical resources and foundations that we're building in children, is the most important thing we can do for this world. So that's point number one. Point number two is simply this. In my encounters with people in various different Christian environments, one thing I think that is undertaught, and it comes from Luke 4:14. Luke 4:14. Luke 4:14 is a very significant statement, because it's the first statement that is made about Jesus after he comes out of his temptation in the wilderness. And it said that he returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And so I encourage you, as we do what we must do to train the minds of men with the word of God and the principles of God, don't forget what Jonathan Edwards called experiential religion. Don't forget that when Christ left, he said, wait until you receive the power of the Spirit in your lives on the day of Pentecost. Don't forget that Christ himself called the Spirit the great gift from God. And let us train our young men not just to be theological warriors and people warriors, but people who understand the power of the Spirit and his rule in our lives. And so I would simply encourage you guys, you're God's best. You're doing his best work. And in your adventures, remember why you're doing what you're doing. You're preparing these young men for when they have to face perhaps a Pearl Harbor. And you're educating them as well in the power of the Spirit, which is one of the central teachings of the New Testament. These two things to me breed leaders who are ready not only to face the world, but to see the kingdom expand as they lead. So thank you for giving me just a couple of minutes to share a couple of thoughts. Pray that the Lord would touch your heart in whatever way he would speak to you through his word. The two important parts were be watchful, be like men, stand firm, and go into your brigade work in the power of the Spirit, like your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.